Chapter 15. The Enemy Within.
I don't want her here anymore, Chetta said irritably, as she stumped along the corridor, trying to keep up with Vitariel's long strides. Her hip wasn't giving her too many problems today, but her brother-in-law's stubborn refusal to walk at a considerate pace was taxing her. We don't have a choice, Vitar replied, his own tone equally short. She's the honoured guest of Cannavario, and need I remind you, a rogue damned trader. She can, in all likelihood, go where she pleases.
He glanced sideways and downwards at her.
It's the Feast of the Emperor's Ascension in a few days, and she'll be there too. Why does she bother you so badly anyway?
Gut instinct, Chetta replied, staring straight ahead and glaring at the next turning as though she could bring it closer through sheer willpower.
Gut instinct? Vitar scoffed. Really, Chetta? Yes, Vitar, Chetta snapped. You've flown enough to trust your gut, I hope. When you can't perceive a threat, you know that it's there. I can feel it in my bones at those times. I don't know about you. We're not in the warp now, Chetta, Vitar said quietly. I won't deny that I fly by instinct sometimes, but this is real space. We have to use our eyes and our ears and our minds. If we try to fly by instinct here, we'll fly blind.
Foolishness, Chetta muttered. Are you truly that enamoured of the woman that you can't perceive the threat she poses? With your eyes and your ears and your mind?
Enamoured? Vitariel barked a laugh. She's fair to look on, for a warp blind, I won't deny that. Is that your problem with her, Chetta? Envy?
His smile turned vicious. After all, she is all the things that you are not. Tall, thin, graceful, polite, and courteous.
Courteous?
Anger flared up inside her, and Chetta grabbed Vitariel's arm and hauled him to a halt, just short of the next junction.
Courteous, you overlong bag of bones. Let me tell you how courteous your lady love is, shall I?
I instructed security to monitor her at the dinner last night, to record her conversations, because I knew full well she was up to something.
Go on,
Vitariel said. He shook his sleeve free of her grip, but made no other move. He could recognize when Chetta had something important to say.
They couldn't,
Chetta said simply. Audio sensors were foiled by some sort of disruptor field, almost certainly emanating from that avian servitor she had with her, and our observers couldn't read her lips for more than a second or so at a time because of that damnable fan.
She shook her head. These aren't coincidences, Vitar. She knew exactly what she was doing, and she somehow predicted how we might try to monitor her.
Vitariel frowned.
I think you're jumping at shadows, Chetta. Cannavario's no fool, and he'd not have taken up with a rogue trader who was one. There are plenty of reasons why she might not want her conversations monitored, and our surveillance methods aren't so unique.
Chetta raised her eyebrows. Well, you've spent more time around her than anyone else has. She began walking again and rounded the next corner. Vitariel caught up to her a moment later, his face tight with anger.
If you think that I told her...
No, you were quite clear. Chetta cut him off with a wave of her hand.
No fool, perfectly understandable reasons, etc., etc.
She came to a halt in front of a door and palmed the release panel, which read her handprint and slid open to allow her entry. Vitariel followed her in, ducking his tall frame through the doorway and muttering furiously under his breath. Teko Ayun looked up from a data screen.
Hi, lady.
He saw Vitariel looming behind her and ducked his head again.
My lord Vitariel.
He'd swapped his grey administratum robe for the black and gold livery of House Brabantis, which Chetta thought suited his complexion rather better and meant he looked less like he'd just walked through an entire passageway of dusty cobwebs. They were in what was a modest accommodation suite by the standards of Brabantis Palace, but still three times the size of the one Tekoa and his husband had been living in previously. It was also considerably more secure, which was just as well. Crane had sent someone to check on the Yun's old place that morning, and they'd found the front door kicked in and the few possessions they'd left behind strewn around. It could have been a coincidence, of course. That hab zone was hardly crime-free. But Chetta wasn't convinced. She was quite certain that someone had put an alert on the files that Tekoa had tried to access in the administratum's archives, and that they'd sent some goons to silence him.
Tekoa, she said, coming to a halt and leaning on her cane. How goes the progress?
She still wasn't sure how far she trusted Vitariel over the murders and disappearances of other navigators, but the search for a potential threat from Gallimo Prime was a different matter entirely. Family politics be damned. Her brother-in-law knew what horrors lurked in the warp just as well as she did. and she couldn't believe that he'd want to see any planet doomed to such a fate, let alone the one he was currently residing on.
Slowly, Tekua admitted. I've been entering the names from the records into the system to give us a framework. Most of them are indentured labourers, criminals from Gallimo sent here for the last of the restoration work gangs.
We can probably discount those, then,
Vitariel said, crossing the floor of rose-coloured tiles in a few long steps to look over Tekua's shoulder at the display.
The gang foremen won't lose their charges.
Chetta snorted. They work with numbers, Vitar, not names. If they find they're down a head or two, then they'll just grab someone off the street who doesn't look too rich and put chains on them. We'd never know what happened to the escapees.
All the workers from Gallimo are fitted with penal collars, Vitar told her, either not trying hard to keep the condescension off his face or failing at doing so. If they stray more than 50 yards from a foreman's control node...
He mimed an explosion, with his long, delicate fingers.
If the collars work,
Chetta grunted.
They work,
Vitar said absently, turning back to the screen.
We build them.
Very well, then, we ignore the workers, at least for now,
Chetta conceded.
There were several other ships that put people ashore, and I imagine some other arrivals from the mass transits who weren't indentured.
Indeed, High Lady, Tekua acknowledged.
He tapped a few keys, then grimaced.
That leaves us with 2,742 potentials.
Vitariel swore under his breath. Chetta sighed and rubbed around her warpie. Well, that's better than nothing, I suppose. We'll have to see if this can help us at all.
She pulled a data crystal out of her pocket.
It's the picked feed from the starport over the dates we're looking at. Everyone who arrived on this planet through Ascension City will be recorded here.
How did...
Oh, Vitariel said, cutting himself off. Alexan.
Alexan, Chetta confirmed, handing the crystal to Tekua.
What do you hope to gain from this, though? Vitariel asked her. Are you expecting someone to walk through the immigration controls in a robe with letters reading, I am here to destroy the planet? Of course not, Chetta snapped. But we only have the records for who came in. We have the picked feed covering who comes in and goes out. And we can match up the names to faces based on time of arrival. If someone arrives but hasn't yet left, and the ship that brought them is no longer in orbit, then they're still here somewhere. Perhaps we can narrow down a suspect field, at least in terms of people we can possibly do something about. Vitariel shook his head in disgust.
You're clutching at straws, Chetta.
I'm doing what I can to ensure we're safe, Chetta told him. If you have any better ideas, then feel free to contribute them.
High Lady, Tekua put in nervously. Your idea, it is good, of course, but there are days of footage to watch and multiple different entry and exit gates. I couldn't possibly cover it all in any sort of timescale.
I'm well aware of that, Chetta told him, which is why you'll be getting some help. I'm going to put together a team of staff to review the footage with you. You'll be in charge of organizing them. I thought that would play to your strengths as a former junior subprefect.
Tekua's face brightened.
Emperor help her, the man actually enjoyed that sort of thing.
High Lady, it would be my honour to serve.
He took the crystal from her and slotted it into the cogitator's interface, then bent over his work again.
Vitariel watched him for a second longer, then moved away and jerked his head at Chetta to follow him to the far side of the room. Chetta sighed, but obliged him.
Well, you've not shared much with me about what Crane and Devoir have turned up, Vitar murmured.
There's been precious little, Chetta replied softly. The killer or killers have left few traces.
Vitar made an unconvinced noise in his throat. Luke Crane is tasked with keeping all of House Brabantis safe, Chetta. I hope that his report won't differ from what you've just said, should I demand an update from him. I'd hate for you to be seeking to gain a political advantage by keeping me in the dark.
Chetta smiled humorlessly at him. I assure you, Vitar, we are all in the dark on this one.